Semua pendatang baru dan pengungsi didorong oleh pemerintah Australia untuk belajar bahasa Inggris. Berbahasa Inggris adalah cara bagi komunitas yang beragam budaya dan bahasa untuk terhubung dengan masyarakat Australia yang lebih luas. Mehako Obaidullah adalah seorang mantan pengungsi dari Afghanistan. Ia percaya bahwa migran dengan tingkat keaksaraan bahasa Inggris yang memadai akan lebih mampu menghadapi dan beradaptasi pada kehidupan di Australia.
Finding your way around, accessing services, communicating, these all are important parts of daily life. So it's not only about coming to Australia, it's also about settlement. So in the long term, you need a job. And in order to get a job, you need literacy, you need education, you need language, you need skills.
Ia mengatakan dengan tidak mengembangkan keterampilan bahasa dan keaksaraan dapat menyebabkan hambatan sosial, terutama untuk pendatang baru dan pengungsi.
Most of migrants who or refugees or asylum seekers who come with a lower level of literacy, they experience very harsh situations in labor market, and their limitation in term of language keeps them in a very shadow of the corporate world, and by that what I mean is they cannot complain, they don't know how to complain, they cannot raise their voice.
Lori Noel dari penyedia layanan bahasa AMES Australia menjelaskan bahwa penting untuk membedakan antara orasi berbahasa Inggris atau berbicara dan keaksaraan atau menulis.
A lot of people come to Australia from countries where they may not have had a lot of formal education, and they may be able to speak English, and so their oracy is quite good, but they have no literacy at all, even literacy in their own languages. So it's really difficult to learn English if you're not literate in your own language.
Tidak mampu menulis dalam bahasa Inggris bisa menjadi masalah ketika mencari pekerjaan.
To hold down a job in an increasingly sophisticated economy where there aren't the manufacturing jobs that we saw in the 50s and 60s where maybe literacy wasn't so important, you need to be literate.
Dengan mengembangkan dasar keaksaraan yang matang, pendatang baru dan pengungsi dapat meningkatkan pembelajaran dan pemahaman budaya Australia mereka.
You know, for instance, if you have children in school, you need to be able to go along and speak to the teachers. You need to be able to read the material that comes home with your children from the school, connecting with local clubs or churches or, you know, any community-based organization. You need to be able to read to fully engage in those things. And it's that engagement in community that's really important in terms of maintaining the high levels of social cohesion that we have in Australia compared to other places in the world.
Mehako Obaidullah tiba dari Afghanistan dengan keterampilan keaksaraan bahasa Inggris yang kuat. Ia mengatakan hal tersebut telah membantu dia mengidentifikasi peluang yang lebih baik untuk prospek pendidikan dan pekerjaannya.
I had to go to skilled migrant program, which is delivered by AIMS. It's focusing mainly on people who are coming with skills. So it's aligning those people with the job market in Australia. And then I went on to do my interpretation diploma. I got a scholarship through an organization in Melbourne, and I had to take a test, entry test, and score well to get that scholarship. And luckily, I was able to continue this course, which I'm doing now.
Lori Noel dari AMES Australia mengatakan, program keaksaraan orang dewasa bagi para migran dan pengungsi dapat diakses melalui penyedia program bahasa lokal di daerah Anda. Dan bagi orang-orang yang paling memenuhi syarat program tersebut dapat diakses secara gratis.
The federal government provides 550 free hours of English tuition to migrants and refugees. It's delivered through the Adult Migrant English Program. So anyone arriving here is entitled to 550 hours of free English tuition provided by organizations like ours, like AIMS Australia. So you go along to a classroom and you learn English taught by specialized ESL teachers in a very engaging, informal, sort of non-threatening way.
Ada banyak cara untuk belajar bahasa Inggris di bawah program tersebut. Orang bisa mengambil pelajaran dalam kelas penuh waktu atau paruh waktu, dan juga pembelajaran jarak jauh dengan panduan internet atau telepon, atau dengan tutor yang melakukan kunjungan ke rumah, atau juga menggunakan situs online. Pelajaran yang diadakan di 250 lokasi di seluruh negeri, termasuk kota, regional, dan daerah pedesaan. Lori Noel mengatakan program tersebut menerima berbagai tingkat kemahiran.
There are four main streams, ranging from people who have no literacy to people who just need to polish what they have in terms of being able to find a job. And we also have partnerships with community organizations that teach literacy in the first language of the person.
Ini berarti setiap migran dewasa dan pengungsi dapat mengakses layanan keaksaraan, bahkan jika mereka tidak dapat membaca atau menulis dalam bahasa asli mereka.
So if someone comes from, say, the Horn of Africa, is not literate in their own language, we can connect them with services that will give them some literacy in their own language, which will then enable them to achieve some level of literacy in English. Like last week I was in Footscray and there's a ladies sewing group that is also a language school for people from the Horn of Africa who are learning literacy in their own languages and also a little bit of English.
Jadi bagaimanakah seseorang tahu jenis keaksaraan mana yang memenuhi kebutuhan mereka? Lori Noel mengatakan ada konselor khusus yang bertugas untuk membimbing para migran dan pengungsi melalui proses ini.
We have people who are called AMIP counselors. So what they do is they talk to the students, assess their level of literacy, and then talk to them about what opportunities they might have to take on certain courses that will improve their literacy, that will give them English related to the workplace, and ultimately will give them the potential for job opportunities.
Ia mengatakan jenis kelas yang diarahkan untuk seseorang akan melihat keadaan, kelebihan, dan ambisi kerja individu masing-masing. Oleh karena itu, ia mendorong masyarakat untuk tidak takut berbicara dengan seorang konselor tentang keprihatinan atau kebutuhan keaksaraan.
Well, I think they should just go along, talk to one of the counselors, give it a go. It's free. There's also opportunities for mothers who've got children to do distance learning, where the learning is online, they can do it from home. But I think it's important to reach out to speak to people who can advise you about what the opportunities are, what your specific needs are, and move from there. It's not a one-size-fits-all system. There is a lot of flexibility in the system.